Welcome to the Cookie Effect Podcast. I'm your girl, Cookie. Welcome, everybody, to my podcast. Happy New Week, Cookie Crew. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Over here in South Carolina, the weather was kind of rainy, gray, dark. It was really, really yucky all weekend. But I hope you guys had a good one wherever you are. For me, something major happened to me this weekend. Also, I was invited to host an event, and this is my first time ever hosting an event. And shout out to the Music Makers Concert Series. Thank you guys for inviting me to your showcase. It was amazing. There was a lot of talented artists that performed. I absolutely enjoyed being on stage and hosting the event. I'm gonna do another episode and tell you guys a little bit more about my first hosting gig. Okay, so shout out to the Music Makers Concert Series, guys. Follow them on Instagram. It's Music Makers Concert Series, all one word. Okay, follow them if you're an artist, if you're in the South Carolina area and you would like to perform and showcase your talent, contact them, follow them on Instagram, shoot them an email, and they will get you on the show. It's absolutely free to apply to get on, so don't hesitate, do it right now. All right. So, yeah, guys, that was my weekend. This weekend just gone. So, yeah, it was fun. I really liked hosting now. It's really weird. I didn't think I would be good. I was nervous. But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. On today's episode, I thought that I would talk to all my fellow parents out there. If you're in the United States and you're a parent, or you are a nanny, or you're a grandparent, or you care for kids, we all know today's the start of the summer holidays. Kids are out of school for the summer. 3 months, I think, of them being home 24/7. I know if you are like me, you are pulling out your hair, you are getting anxiety, you are stressing because you just know what's to come for the next few freaking weeks, okay? But fear not, guys. Fear not. I'm here to lighten up the load for you. I'm here to give us some hints and tips of how I'm going to be getting through this 2019 summer holidays, okay, with the children. So grab your drinks, grab your coffee, grab whatever makes you feel comfortable and enjoy this episode, guys. Enjoy this episode. All right, so here we go. I know right now your house is probably turned upside down. You know, you probably woke up to kids in your bedroom screaming with each other, arguing, telling you they're hungry. I mean, not knowing what to do with themselves. Okay, guys, listen. This is how I'm going to handle this summer holidays, okay? First of all, you need your emergency survival kit, okay? So, if you're a parent, this one's for you. Your emergency survival kit from Miss Cookie is, number one, you must always have a bottle of wine handy. You must always have some wine, guys. Always have a bottle of wine handy, okay? Keep that baby in your room somewhere, in a private cupboard. And listen, always have a cupboard. Now is the time, because they're gonna be home all the time. Now is the time to have your special stash of snacks. Okay? Come on. you know, okay, your snack cupboard is about to get raided 24/7. You are going to be topping up groceries probably every 3 days because your kids are going to eat you dry. All right? So number one tip for yourself is, so you don't get into a situation where one day you're super stressed, they stress you the hell out, and then finally, you know, it's 9 o'clock at night and you are super stressed and they're in bed and you want to relax, and you go to the snacks cupboard and there's nothing in the cupboards because these little heifers have ate up all your snacks, okay? So make sure you have in your private secret stash, make sure you have a bottle of wine. Make sure you have your favorite snacks, okay? In this cupboard. Don't tell anyone where this cupboard is, preferably in your bedroom, okay? Second of all, make sure you go out and buy one of those, you know those signs you put at the door? Busy, do not disturb, tired. Any sign that could express to your children how you're feeling is a good thing. Because sometimes, you know, with kids, talking does not help them. They think you're a joke. They laugh in your face. They test you. But sometimes, you know, when you put that sign up, they take it seriously. They think they're in school or something. Trust me, this is how I found out that works. So, you know, when I try to record a podcast, you know, sometimes it's difficult when you have like a 4-year-old running around and it's hard to tell him, be quiet and be still and don't say anything. Somehow with kids, when you tell them, sit still and be quiet, somehow it registers in their brain, now is the time to talk and not be quiet. They read it the opposite way. That's crazy. So, their father decided to buy the sign that says on air, okay? And I started putting the sign on my door every time I'm about to record. So that is like, I don't have to say nothing to them. So I just say to them, when you see the sign, it means nobody breathe, nobody move, nobody use the bathroom, just wherever corner you're stuck in, that's where you're going to be at until I'm done with my podcast. Oh my goodness, guys, you don't understand the things you gotta do to get to where you wanna go and do what you have to do as a parent. It's hard. I mean, sometimes you just gotta put the fear of God in them, you know? And so I realized they started respecting that, you know? So now my 4-year-old would not just burst through the door. Because as he comes close to the door, he sees the signs and he turns back around. But before, when I didn't have the sign, he would forget that I said, don't move. And then he'd just burst through the door and ask for food. Like, seriously? So yeah, try it this summer. Get signs that expresses how you're feeling in big, bright letters so that they can learn to read too, you know? Tired, busy, do not disturb, sleeping, hurting, furious, on my period. That would be my sign, on my period. Time of the month. Beast mode. Do not pet the bear. Oh my goodness. No, seriously though, try those signs because that way you're not stressing your voice. You're not getting stressed out always yelling. And then you have your neighbors call the cops because you're yelling so much at your kids and blah, blah, blah. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Try using signs. They might, listen, I'm only telling you what works for me. And I'm gonna do these things too. You know, we gotta help each other out. Seriously, as parents, we gotta help each other out. There's no handbook for this. So I'm just sharing with you what I'm finna do, okay? So, next thing you're supposed to do, or I think you should do, all right? We have the sign to tell them what's going on and everything like that. Now, listen, I know they're on summer vacation and, you know, the kids don't expect to have rules because they're done with school, right? No, negative, no, I'm sorry. If you want to have a less hectic household, there has to be rules. You have to set rules in place, absolutely, okay? The rules can change. You don't have to give them the same rules as they had, you know, during the school term. You know, now it's school vacation. Let's come up with a different rules. What we do in my home is we'll talk to everyone about it. And, you know, usually on school, during the school terms, my kids, you know, they're pretty restricted. You know, they come back from school, you have an hour to chill, and then you go straight into doing homework for a couple of hours. And then after homework, it's dinner time. Dinner time should be ready at 6. And after dinner time, you have another hour to chill, watch your shows, do what you do. No video games allowed in the week. And then you go to bed at 8 o'clock. That goes for everybody. Even the 16-year-old, that goes for everyone in this household if you are a child, okay? And then in the weekends, the rules change a little bit. So now that it's the school holidays, the rules now will be, you know, you cannot wake up first thing in the morning and play video games. No, no, no. Parents, listen to me. Do not let your kids spend the whole summer playing video games. I beg of you, do not let them do that. Try and encourage them to do other things first, okay? Do not depend on the video games to raise your children. Do not depend on the video games to babysit, because guess what you're doing? You are creating and allowing your child grow up to be antisocial. Your child is not gonna be able to socialize in the real world, because if you notice, people who are addicted to video games don't really socialize. They don't really go outside. They don't meet people. They don't mingle. They're very socially awkward. So you don't want that for your children. You don't, okay? So, you know, so for us, we are going to set rules. So basically, between 10 and 12, you can play video games. 10 a.m. and 12 noon, you could play video games. Then from 12, we take a break. I'm sorry. Then from 12, we take a break. 12 to 2, we take a break. Okay? And once we've taken a break, so from 12 to 2, you can go and do anything else you want to do. You could either go play outside. You could, you know, do some activities. You could just do anything besides technology. All right? Kick your ball, ride your bike, go scooter, do something. Play with your, I don't know, Play-Doh or slime. I don't know. Do stuff, okay? Do stuff. Get into crafts. And then after that, from 12 to 2, they do that. Then from 2 is lunchtime. And then maybe, you know, no, from 2 is not lunchtime. Might be lunchtime. But from 2 till like 4, they can then either choose to watch shows or go back to play video games or something like that. and then that's it for the night. You know, that's it for the day. You have to put some, you have to put time on their video gaming sessions. Please, parents, please, 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 try your hardest. Because I know it's easy to just let them sit there and just do that, but it's not. It's really not. It's not going to pay off. By the end of the summer, they're going to turn out to be like real socially awkward. Okay, so think about that too. All right, set them kind of a routine, because then it helps you and it helps them. It helps you in the sense of they're not bugging you for you to entertain them. See, with kids, when they know what they have to do, then they're fine. When they don't know, when they don't have a schedule, everything's always here, then everywhere, they freak out. Their moods go up and down, okay? So if there's structure, they definitely a lot more receptive and a lot more calmer, I find, okay? So set rules and stick to those rules. Stick to those rules for the whole summer. You could twist and bend them a little bit, but for the majority though, try and stick to the rules that you set your kids, okay? And also, another survival tip is mothers, carers, parents, don't stress yourself out. The house is gonna get messed up. You're gonna lose the remote control. The house is gonna be messy. There's gonna be toys every goddamn where. There's gonna be trash everywhere. They're gonna have the toilets and the bathrooms are gonna be a mess because they're home 24/7. But listen, this time we are not gonna let it stress us. Do not spend your summer picking up after children. Do not spend your summer doing that. Do not spend your summer stressed out, mothers. Do not do that. No, not 2019 summer. We're not doing that. Listen, this is what I do. Yeah? Let them have their fun. Go ahead. Y'all play. Have a good time. But check this, though. You will tidy up the mess at some point. So what I don't do is every 2 seconds I'm like picking up after them. No, let it accumulate, guys. Let it accumulate. Because you see, once it accumulates and then they have to tidy it up at the end of the night and the longer they take, the less time they have with their tablets before bed or watching shows before bed, you win. So if you don't want a lot of work, then don't make a mess. Tidy up after yourself. We have to let them be responsible, okay? Stop babying your kids and wondering why you're so tired and why they just don't know how to do anything. Because you're doing it for them, you're babying them. Stop it. Let them tidy up their own mess. So my advice to you is don't stress it. Don't spend all your time picking up after kids. Relax, let them play and have a good time. At the end of the night, or you know, do it in 3 intervals, you know, at noon, at 3, and then before bedtime. It's tidy up time. If you use these, you know, at noon, that way all the morning shenanigans, toys and everything, they could tidy up. You know, it could be like a game or something. If you have toddlers, they could tidy up. And then from at 3, after they've had that little break, they tidy up, you know, straighten up, and then before bed. So you're not really doing much, but directing them on what they're supposed to do. Less stress on yourself. Parents, pick your battles. Pick your battles, guys. All right? So listen, let's go over the tips again. Number 1, make sure you have your stash of liquor. make sure you have your stash of wine or whatever it is, beverage that you like to drink. If you're not a drinker, get your favorite snacks, your favorite whatever it is, chocolates, whatever makes you feel good. Even if it's not a snack or it's not food, if it's a book, if it's anything, have your stash of feel-good stuff, okay? Now, this is for the moments when the kids are driving you crazy and you go into your room, lock your doors, put your sign up and say, do not disturb. Take a couple of shots or a glass of wine, simmer down and breathe. Count to 10 or 100. You know what I mean? So get you a secret stash of goodies, okay? That'll make you feel good. Second of all, get signs, instructional signs that speaks on your behalf to save your breath, your energy, your voice, save the neighbors having to call the cops on you because you are screaming 24/7 because these kids ain't finna listen. So get those signs because that will be the next best thing. That it like. So get those signs, tired, do not disturb, on my period, you know, happy, sad, sleepy, everything. And make it, put it on your door to represent how mama's feeling. And when they see that sign, act accordingly or else. That's the second one. The third thing is make sure you set schedules for the week while the kids are home. Don't let them just have free reins throughout the, like, for all day. Because remember, they're so used to being in school with schedules, doing this, doing that, doing that. So that's how their bodies have been acclimated to. So why do you think if you just let them just have do whatever they want, no rules, no time, no schedules, during the holidays, they're going to run riot. They're not going to know if they're coming or going, what to do with themselves. It's going to be chaos. So set those rules. Give them time on the video game. Then tell them, okay, this time to this time, we're going to do this. This time to this time. You know what I mean? Do it to set the rules according to what suits you as the parent. Okay? According to what suits you. And live... always leave leeway to alter the schedule and move it around a little bit. Not regular, but it has to remain consistent, all right? So that's a big one. That's a big one. Make sure that they have a schedule. Don't let them run riot because when they do, the harder it's going to be for you to gain control or have any breaks. Fourth tip is, what did I say? Oh, what was the last one? Set them schedules and all that good stuff. The fourth one is, what else can we think of? What else do I do that I find that helps me? Oh, yes, the fourth one, send your kids outside to play. Send your kids outside to play. Let them play on their own. You know what I've noticed? Kids of this generation, our children and the youngsters, teenagers and stuff, people don't like to go out and use their imagination anymore. They don't know what to do with themselves outdoors. They don't even come up with like games and things you could play. Like, it's so weird to me. Kids want their parents to play with them. You want me to come out there? I'm old. I'm not coming out there to play with you. Play. When we were growing up, our parents didn't play with us, yo. They sent us outside. We didn't have technology. We didn't have all this fancy stuff our kids have. Bikes, scooters, this, that. Like, all kinds of things. And yet, nobody playing with it. Your parents work hard to get you a home with a backyard and nobody goes in the backyard. I mean, I understand, you know, the weather be hot sometimes, but damn. Send your kids outdoors to play if the weather's not too bad, you know? Send them outdoors to play. And if they're just sitting there staring, eventually they'll figure something out, you know? But don't give in. Let them try to use their imagination, come up with stuff, you know, and enjoy themselves, enjoy the outdoors. I don't think a lot of kids play outside anymore. I know that parents are scared these days and all of this stuff, but, you know, if you have, you know, every chance you get, try to encourage your kids to play outside and stuff like that. And it's such a beautiful thing when you're in your neighborhood and you see kids playing and having a good time and stuff like that. It just comes alive, you know. It makes it feel good. So encourage your kids to, you know, play safely outdoors and with neighbors and just have a good time this summer outdoors. Y'all work hard to create homes and have backyards and things like that. Most of us grew up without backyards. So, you know, your parents work hard for you to have backyards. Enjoy that. Enjoy having a backyard. You know, if you're a teenager, you know, take advantage of that. Go read your book outside, you know, in the shade. Go for walks, or, you know what I'm saying, like, enjoy the outdoors a little bit more instead of just being cooped on your phone indoors or on your laptops or watching movies or DVDs. Try and get out there and express yourself and just, you know, try to be social, okay? There's nothing worse than if you're socially awkward and you have to grow up in this crazy world of ours, you know? So, you know, if you find that you are socially awkward, then sometimes the best thing is to slowly encourage yourself to step out a bit more and talk to people a bit more, no matter where you are, in the grocery store, at the bus stop, just in the line waiting to get served, in the restaurant, whatever. Just smile and talk to people, and that will help you overcome your stuff. But yeah, guys, I thought that I would, you know, bring some parental summer break tips, survival guide that we could all benefit from. So I want you guys to test my tips out. Let me know if it's working for you guys, especially which one's working for you. Is it the signs? Is it setting them schedules for their video gaming? Is it sending them outside? Is it your secret stash of goodies? Let me know if any of my parental tips are helping you this summer. If you want to reach me, email me. It's cookieeffect1@gmail.com. Okay? cookieeffect1@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow me and leave me DMs on my social media. Follow me on Instagram. It's cookieeffectpodcast, one word. On Facebook, it's @cookieeffect. On Twitter, it's @cookie_effect. If you want to also follow me on YouTube, it's Cookie Effect Show, okay, on YouTube. Please like, subscribe, and share my videos, my podcast. And also, I really would love you guys to leave me messages on Anchor. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know how you're doing. Leave me messages because I want to post all your messages on my new episodes coming up in the future. All right, guys, on that note, I'm your girl, Cookie, Miss Capricorn, Miss Tell It Like It Is, Cookie Crew. Please, parents, don't pull your hair out. Enjoy my tips. Enjoy the summer vacation. Peace, love, and be safe out there. One love. Peace.